8:27, it'll be nice to play in a golf outing again. I'm going to be there. Mistwood's fantastic. We'll love it. Robert McBride is the superintendent of Lockport Township High School. Nice enough to call us this morning on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Robert, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. You guys are all set for, at least for now, for your reopening plan, correct?
We are, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the chance to chat a little bit about how we're going to reopen school this fall.
Absolutely. Lockport Township High School, of course, big high school. What's you guys' enrollment at? It's over 3,000, right?
We almost have about 4,000 students. We've got about a little bit over 1,000 at our central campus, which is a freshman campus, yeah. And then about 3,000 students would be at our east campus, which is sophomore through seniors.
Yeah, I forgot about that central campus, which I love, by the way. I used to love going to basketball games there and the concession stands, walking down the hallways and stuff like that. It is a classic building. You guys have kept it in really good shape.
It is. It's amazing. It's a vintage building. It's, you know, well over 100 years old. It provides a little challenges for us, like any, you know, old facility. But it does have that mystique of a pit gym, of Art Deco, doorways and frames and all of those kind of things. You just don't see it anywhere in Chicago. And so it's a great building to maintain and keep alive for our entire community and district.
So before we get into the details, how many hours did you and your staff put into coming up with this reopening plan? We've seen some school districts like Plainfield not be able to come to an agreement, at least at the school board level. Other high schools said, you know what, we're good. Here's what we're going to do with hybrid. How hard was this to come up with a plan, Robert?
You know, if I was honest with you, Scott, you know, most of us would say superintendent's probably the most difficult thing we've done in our careers. I've been in public education for 32 years. And obviously, when you're talking about safety, safety of students, safety of our staff, safety of families at home in three different huge communities, we would never want, you know, to send anything home but homework. Certainly wouldn't want to send coronavirus home. Probably more hours than I could count, but where I'm really lucky in district is that our community's been right there with us. Our union's been right there with us. Our teachers, we've had over 1,000 parents on online town halls, over 300 staff members on online town halls. Our Board of Education has been outstanding, spent just countless hours really looking at every single detail to make sure that there hasn't been anything that we have overlooked. So probably hours are too great to count, but all worth it. If we're going to bring students back, which we think is important, we want to do it right, and we want to be prepared, and we want to be flexible, you know, for anything that could come up or change in about the next month.
I know people take pride in their high schools, but I got to tell you, I'm not just talking, you know, athletically. It's a lot of our contact with Lockport is through athletics, but just through a lot of extracurriculars and through what you just told us, to have those type of numbers of people that are interested to take the time to go online, that's going to make you feel good as a superintendent of a school district. Your communities of Crest Hill and Homer and Lockport, they care.
Yeah, they do. We were amazed. We launched our back-to-school website yesterday, and in one day, we had 2,700 visitors to it just that quickly. Yeah. And, you know, you're right, Scott. It does tell me that in Crest Hill, Fairmont, Lockport, Homer Glen, people's eyes are on schools. They recognize how important it is. That makes you reverent about opening up and careful about opening up. But I think it's a reminder for all of our communities how schools really become such a emotional, economic heart of any community. So it makes me very happy and very proud that people recognize the importance of schools.
All right, well, let's
that folks get it and they're in there with it.
Absolutely, they do get it and they're in there with it. And what will they be experiencing as of now? I mean, things could change, obviously. I'm sure you have contingency plans. But right now, give us a date of startup and what will you be doing on that first day?
Yeah, great question, Scott. Monday, August 17th, our plan is to return, like many districts in the area. We have to make the Illinois State Board of Education and the Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines. We cannot have all of our students on campus at any time. So if you can imagine, we're going to have a group on that Monday called the LTHS group. It'll be half of our alphabet. That group will come to school, about 1,400 students at East Campus and about 500 students at Central Campus. At home, The students home will be experiencing remote learning. The very next day, we'll bring in the Porter group, and the Porter group will be live and in person, while the LTHS group will be home. And then on Wednesdays, we'll have a full remote day, give everybody a break, allow our students to be at home, our staff, if they choose to be at home, kind of regroup, clean, reset, and then again, repeat it. On Thursday, the LTHS group will come in. On Friday, the Porter group will come in. The whole idea behind it, Scott, is really just to get our students safe, regular contact and rhythm with their teachers, have them experience what it's like to be in a typical high school bell schedule, but at the same time, orient them to remote learning if we have to go to full remote learning because of, you know, coronavirus and conditions can change.
I like this. This makes pretty good sense. And I like that Wednesday off to clean everything, because that's going to be up to your staff then, your custodial staff, to make sure everything's cleaned and reset for the first group to come back in.
Right. And we'll be doing that. We'll be cleaning for disease and for health every night. Really, the kind of key is doing that daily. You know, but this, just having a day in the middle of the week, that Wednesday, that gives everyone a break. It also will be a time, what we learned in remote learning last spring is students can drift. And what we want to do is have one group come in Monday, another group come in on Tuesday. But on Wednesday, there are students falling behind, students who are struggling, students who are disconnected. Our school counselors, our staff can reach out and connect with those students before the whole week passes by. And now students have really disconnected from school.
What about food service? Will cafeterias be open?
That is another great question. You know, in most typical high schools, the whole idea of a cafeteria is to consolidate, you know, sometimes 300, 400 students in a cafeteria. We can't do that. So we're doing two things. One, our food service, Quest Food Service, is going to be having prepackaged grab-and-go items that students can buy, or obviously students can bring their own lunch. But what we'll have to do at Central and East is create a variety of different 5, 6, 7 cafe settings. Smaller settings, we're going to be using our cafeteria, our gym, even some hallway spaces, some bigger rooms, where smaller groups of about 40 to 50 students will be having lunch with those grab-and-go items and with appropriate social distancing, because they obviously can't eat with their mask on. So we're also looking at something that might get kids outdoors in the good weather to eat. All of that is just to promote safety and being in an enclosed space without a mask on.
And what about extracurriculars? I know athletic decisions will come from the Illinois High School Association. They're meeting with the Department of Public Health and the State Board of Education on Friday, so we could get direction. But what about the others, drama and band and things like that?
Yeah, that is a great question, Scott. With our activities program, we are really intending on running our activities program, because the activities program will follow the same guidelines as classrooms. Masks when appropriate, physical distancing, hand sanitation. So something like drama is a challenge, because if you put up a play or a musical or a rehearsal, you'll have to have all of those things in place, but not impossible. Many of our clubs would be able to be online if that's what their sponsors choose to do. Athletics, you know, obviously we sure hope that our students would be able to compete. We're talking with our Board of Education if the IHSA rules that will be a non-competitive, non-playing season, that we might run, you know, athletic programming for skill building, for conditioning anyway during the season, because we think that those kind of things are positive and important if we can do them safely. We're doing that this summer, and we've had a good, safe experience with camps so far, and that creates a great maybe template for what we can do in the fall if there is no competition.
Good idea. I like that. Keep the kids sharp. And last but not least, PE classes. Will kids be taking PE?
You know, Scott, there's been a lot of conversation. Some school districts have just cut PE and had it completely remote. One of the things that we're going to do is we're limited. Our students can't go into locker rooms, so they can't change. So what we're really going to focus on is a curriculum for wellness, mindfulness, self-management, mental health, as well as just everyday fitness, walking, for example. But we really think what we've learned last spring was that students need to stay connected. They need to learn a little bit more about how to manage their own stress, emotionally manage these circumstances. A lot of things for teenagers that are so important, like connections with their friends, have been interrupted. So we feel it's important that if we can help to give students tools along those lines and restore that, that we will add a great deal of value to their lives and to coping with this very strange time.
Well, there you go, folks. That's how 4,000 students, part of the Lockport Township High School School District, will move forward starting on Monday, August 18th. Robin McBride, Superintendent, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Scott. Have a great day. Really appreciate it.